Come and take that, return to your seat, and we'll say a prayer together and take this together. We're unified. The church is unified. Tower of Babel is over. We're coming together as a people, as the church of God. And we're taking communion together because we're united in the death of Christ, in his body given for us, and his blood shed for us. Amen? Amen. So come and grab some of this communion elements, and we'll take this together after we pray over them. Please come. Jesus was betrayed. He took the bread and he gave thanks to the Father. He told his disciples, "This is my body. Take and eat. And when you do, do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake of the bread together. In like manner, he took the cup. And he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant given in my blood, given for the remission of sins. Take and drink of it. And when you do, remember my death until I come." Let us partake of the cup together. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. Jesus, thank you for coming willingly, descending from heaven above, being made in the likeness of men and being obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Thank you, Jesus, that willingly you gave your life and offered up your body and shed your blood for wretches like me and these gathered around me today. Thank you so much for the gift of salvation. Help us to sing with an anointing in our heart. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth, celebrating your victory, Christus Victus, your victory, Christ. Anoint our hearts to praise you, for you alone are worthy of our praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing together.